Is this your longest interview ever?
Well, you're so interesting to talk to. You should be flattered.
Thank you. I am. Thank you.
You are. Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad you are.
Good questions, too. We're just talking, which I like these kind of interviews.
Well, thank you so much. I've learned a lot, definitely. So here's the last question. Name your top five underrated artists.
My top five underrated artists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty easy. I wish I could have more top seven. But, okay, my top five. I would say Slain.
Okay.
And I would say myself.
Okay.
I would say Ill Bill.
Okay.
Vinny Paz.
Okay.
And when I say underrated, they still, all these artists, let's make this very clear, all have great careers.
Right.
All make great livings doing what they love. But they're not on the cover of Double XL.
Right.
That's what I mean. And they deserve to be on the cover of Double XL.
Right.
And I say that fully confident that they deserve to be on the, whether it's everyone together or whether it's two of them together or one of them by themselves, they deserve their time to be on the cover of Double XL for what they've done for the culture of hip hop and how they've constantly, like Ghostface and Raekwon, constantly keep developing and mastering their craft and keep focusing on the fierce lyricism and
right.
always staying competitive and always being, some of the fiercest MCs on the planet. Straight up and down, those are some of the best rappers on the planet. Simple as that. So do they deserve to be, and they're constantly touring. They have a loyal, huge fan base. So why aren't they getting the same respect and same notoriety as these flavor of the months? Just because a guy has some song out this month that has 3 million views and he gets to go on the cover of Double XL, what dues did that guy pay? Get in line, buddy.
Right, right.
That's how I feel about it. So I'm not saying they're underrated in any way, except from the industry, hasn't given them the shine that they deserve.
Right.
Yeah, I would say the same for Evidence, probably it would be my other point. And these guys all happen to be friends and associates, but these guys are just incredible, incredible artists.
Yeah.
And just on that merit alone, I feel should get more sort of the American industry machine giving them acknowledgement that they deserve. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're all talented people, and not just talented, they're good people.
Good people, but people. They're incredible lyricists.
Right.
Incredible.
Talented, good people.
I don't know if you can, if you listen to those particular artists a lot, but they are incredible.
Yeah, no, I have talked, I've interviewed Slain. And we talked a lot about La Coca.
Yeah.
His history with La Coca and Everlast and stuff. And I agree. They're all good people.